When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank from Block Club Chicago. It's Jen Sabella, who will now tell us about rabid bats, as if we don't have enough to worry about. Now what, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, rabid bats are here. They're in Cook County. There were 11 rabid bat cases last year, 8 in 2021, and already 9 have been found in Cook County this year, including in Chicago. So the Cook County Department of Health released an animal, released a map showing where they've been spotted. Essentially, the warning is if you see a bat in your home, go and get a rabies shot. Even if you don't think they bit you, they can have it, basically an invisible bite. You wouldn't even know it if you were sleeping and a bat bit you, and you could get rabies. So they're recommending anyone who finds a bat in their home, contact the Department of Health, contact the Department of Animal and Rabies Control, and check out the map to see if there are rabid bats near you at blockclubchicago.org.
All right, here's something that they're worried about in the city council, and I can't for the life of me figure out why. Little libraries, little free libraries. Explain for people who don't know what they are, and then can you explain why anybody would try to regulate this? Is this really a problem?
Yes. Yes, it's very bizarre. So the little free libraries are, you might see them when you're walking down your block, just like a little bookshelf that's out on the street, and people will drop off books that they've read and they want other people be able to read. So people just kind of take a book, leave a book, anyone can grab them from there. It's gained popularity in recent years, especially during the pandemic, just as a way of people being outside and doing something distant from each other, but, you know, community focused. So Alderman Ray Lopez feels the need to regulate these when they are on city property, which would be on parkways instead of front yards. So this is the area in between the sidewalk and the street. Other aldermen have called this a solution in search of a problem. The vote on it was delayed yesterday, but we'll see. He keeps bringing it up. The alderman, he says that we just need to make sure that the city approves these when they go up on city property. I don't know. There's a lot of pushback online about this.
Yeah, aren't the little free libraries, isn't it just a little kind of glass case with some books in it? Isn't that all it is?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. It's just, it only can hold a few books. It's like, if you have those IKEA shelves, it's like one cube of a shelf. It's pretty small. And people usually keep them up themselves.
And it's nice.
We'll see what happens with this.
Yeah, you see it and you think, oh, this is a nice community. You know, they're sharing free books. All right, well, okay, I guess the alderman has to do something. The first City Civics Day is this weekend. What's that all about?
Yes, I'm excited about this, and I will be on a panel there along with other journalists talking about why local media matters. But this is a City Civics Day. It's being hosted by the City of Chicago at the Epiphany Center for the Arts at 201 South Ashland. It's free. There's free breakfast, free lunch. There are a bunch of workshops on how to organize a community garden, the conversion of old railroad tracks to community trails, how to create safe, sustainable streets. Just if you're looking to become more involved in your neighborhood, especially like in outdoors and environmental ways, you should come learn from a lot of folks there and come say hi to me if you make it to the noon panel on local media.
Yeah, I was looking at the panels and the workshops, and they look pretty cool. How to produce a neighborhood event, how to create active, safe, sustainable streets, how to start a community network, all sorts of different panels and workshops, right?
Yeah, and there's already 1,500 people RSVP'd. You can RSVP for free on Eventbrite, just so they have an idea of who's coming, because there is food involved. But it sounds like it'll be a great turnout, and this is the first of its kind, so the city hopes to do more of these to get more people engaged in the neighborhoods in the future.
Now, that's a good idea, instead of mustering all the forces to take down the free little libraries. Go to blockclubchicago.org for all the information and that complete list of City Civics Day panels and workshops. Jen Sabella, thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.